1759. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Zambia takes steps towards nuclear energy development. Government calls for infrastructure improvements and health sector preparedness as Zambia braces for above normal rainfall in 2025-2026 season. And in global news, Trump says government shutdown could clear out dead wood. With the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours, my name is Wanzianji Mulwanda. Energy Minister Makoza Chikote has disclosed that the Ministry of Energy, in collaboration with the Ministry of Technology and Science, has developed a draft nuclear regulatory bill which aims to establish a local regulatory body for nuclear energy in Zambia. Appearing before the Parliamentary Committee on Energy this morning, Mr. Chikote informed the committee that the ministry has been engaged in various capacity building programs focusing on nuclear technology development, safety and regulations. He has explained that the nuclear energy program is a long-term investment that is highly regulated both locally and internationally. The minister outlined a three-phase implementation approach spanning from 2026 to 2055 to prepare Zambia for nuclear power plants, an approach guided by 19 recommended preparatory infrastructure milestones that determine a country's readiness for nuclear energy development.
There are 19 recommended preparatory infrastructure milestones that determine the level of country preparedness for nuclear power plants, of which ministry has drafted three-phased implementation approach from 2026 to 2055. Currently, Zambia is consolidating its national position through undertaking a comprehensive self-evaluation report. The national position is the first step among the 19 infrastructure milestones.
Government has disclosed that the country is expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall in the 2025-2026 rainy season. In a ministerial statement this afternoon, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has since called for immediate infrastructure improvements and health sector preparedness to mitigate the potential impacts of the expected heavy rainfall. Mr. Mposha disclosed that a developing La Nina pattern in the Pacific, combined with favorable conditions in the Indian Ocean, is expected to drive increased rainfall in southern Africa between December 2025 and February 2026. He says the rainfall is forecast to unfold in two phases, with an early onset in October expected in northwestern, western, southern and parts of Lusaka, Luapula and northern provinces, and a delayed onset in late November to early December expected in Muchinga, eastern, Copperbelt and eastern central provinces. The minister has called for immediate action to reinforce bridges, culverts and urban drainage systems to mitigate the risk of flash floods and riverine flooding, heighten disease surveillance and pre-positioned medical supplies to guard against waterborne illnesses such as cholera and a surge in malaria cases. Ms. Mposha has also advised farmers to prepare land early in areas where an early onset is expected, but to delay planting in areas forecast to experience a late start to reduce the risk of crop failure and poor germination.
The second half of the season will be the peak of our rainfall from December 2025 to February 2026. This is when the influence of La Nina is expected to strengthen. During this period, the entire country is likely to experience normal to above normal rain. This peak period carries a significant risk of flash floods and riverline flooding, especially in low-lying and flood-prone areas. However, a season of normal to above normal rainfall also comes with significant hazards. We must prepare for flash floods, an increase in waterborne diseases like cholera, a surge in malaria cases, potential damage to our public infrastructure.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says strides have been made towards building a digitally inclusive Zambia as the country prepares to host the 2025 Digital Government Africa Summit. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this afternoon ahead of the summit, Mr. Mwimbu highlighted government's vision of creating a nation where every citizen can access services through a single digital identity. The summit, scheduled for October 7 to 9, 2025, is expected to attract over 500 delegates and will focus on key issues including national digital identity implementation, e-participation, authentication and infrastructure development, biometric-enabled integrated national registration, and information system transformation in healthcare, education and social protection. Mr. Mwimbu stated that his ministry is working to fully interpolate government systems, enabling citizens to access services with ease, and that government is also planning to integrate digital identity with immigration systems to enhance border security, facilitate legitimate trade, and prevent transnational crime. He has assured that the implementation of the Data Protection Act will safeguard citizens' information and build trust in digital services.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security continues to digitize national ID and civil registration records. Our vision is that INRIS will be used to streamline agricultural subsidies, school enrollment, and social services. Our next priority is to fully interoperate across government systems to ensure every service is just a click away. While energy shortages pose a challenge, they have only strengthened our resolve to innovate through mobile registration kits and digital interest campaigns.
And Acting Technology and Science Minister Elvis Nkandu has highlighted Zambia's commitment to digital transformation, positioning the country as a regional hub for digital government, technology and innovation. Mr. Nkandu said the summit will provide a platform for local companies and entrepreneurs to collaborate with world-class partners, attract investment and gain exposure to the international market.
We are very proud to host this summit at Zambia as we position ourselves as a regional hub for digital government, technology and also innovation. Global technology leaders will be participating, creating avenues for our local companies and entrepreneurs to collaborate with world-class partners. We want to see greater investment in our local digital entrepreneurs and also broader exposure to the international market.
At the same event, Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Chinyama said the hosting of the summit demonstrates Zambia's leadership in digital government, both regionally and continentally, and aligns with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision for a digital economy. Khalif Motors, a company specialized in petroleum transportation, has called for increased professionalism among players in the sector to ensure its growth and stability. Company General Manager Ibrahim Saddam made the appeal during a meeting with union leaders. Labor Commissioner Givens Muntengwa and inspectors from various statutory bodies in Ndola. Mr. Saddam has expressed concern over disruptions caused by parked fuel tankers, saying such actions not only result in financial losses for the company, but also negatively affect the economy. He has noted the need for a cultural shift in how grievances are addressed, urging for constructive dialogue rather than public outbursts on social media.
Sometimes let's just respect each other. We said we are partners. We are not here to fight each other. You said you are here to end the war. There's no war here. It's dialogue. It's a bargaining. You need to humble yourself. Don't come to someone's office and say, I'll do this. If you don't do this, you won't do this. No. That culture must change. That's why I said professionalism. Let it come into play. Well, Commissioner, this is your baby, to be honest. I'm also your baby as a transporter. We need to guide the bargaining unions. There are certain standards of operating. You cannot just go to someone and say, if you don't do this, you won't do this. If you won't do this, you won't do this, we'll pack your trucks. That's not right. That is illegal. That's wrong.
And Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers General Secretary